G'day, my name's Andrew Parsons. I'm a program manager here at Microsoft Lex Learning Experiences, and I'm here to introduce you to a new concept in Microsoft Virtual Academy called Quick Start Challenges. Quick Start Challenges are designed to allow you to do a step-by-step set of instructions on something that can add value to your app, to your design, to your website. And what we've done is we've created a collection of these that are really short and sharp. They're designed to be done in 10 to 30 minutes each. With each one, it's completely self-contained. You have a step-by-step guide that you can follow, as well as all the assets that you might need to actually get yourself started. Today, we're going to start off the series, the Quick Start Challenge series, with Universal Apps with the Microsoft Ad SDK integration. So let's get started with that. So the first thing you'll see is a Word document with all the sort of instructions that you'll need. And I'm just going to follow along this Word document by starting up Visual Studio first. What we're going to do is we're going to create a brand new Universal App project. So I'm going to go to the Visual C Sharp pool, go into the Store Apps, and pick Blank App Universal Apps, and call it My Ad-Funded App. Let it create that project. And what you'll see is when we create a Universal App project, we actually create three sub-projects. We create a Windows 8.1 project, which is what's on by default here. We then have a Windows Phone project, and then we have some shared code. In this particular Quick Start Challenge, we're actually just going to create ad modules for each of the individual projects for Windows and Phone. So let's do that. First, we'll do it on the Windows app. So I'm going to open up mainpage.xaml. I'm going to come over to this toolbox. Now, you'll see that there's an ad control here. If you don't have that, it may be that your version of Visual Studio is out of date. We're actually working on Visual Studio 2013 Update 3. So that's what you're looking for. So if you don't have that, head to MSDN, download the update, and then return back to this challenge. All I'm going to do is click and drag the add control onto the surface of my project, and it's going to add it there to my XAML. And if I have a look at this, you'll see that it's added the namespace, microsoft.advertising.winrt.ui, right here. And then the actual ad control is placed into the XAML. That's all I'm going to do for the Windows app. I'm now going to repeat that process for the Phone app. So I'm going to open up the main page XAML. It's going to open up the XAML editor for the phone. You'll see it's a different orientation. But again, I'm just going to grab that ad control and place it on the surface of the phone. Now, you'll see in this one, it's actually a different size and shape, and that's because the Visual Studio environment has very easily detected, in combination with the ad control, what type of project it is. So we now have this ad control, and I'll just have a look at the namespace for this one, and we'll do this. Oh, sorry. It's for the phone, it's slightly different namespace. We're going to have microsoft.advertising.mobile.ui, so just be aware of that. But that's all I've needed to do to actually add ads into my projects. So first, I'm going to show you how to do that with the Windows app. We're going to run that just here locally. It's going to build the project, render it out, and we'll see our ad is actually being rendered correctly with the default advertisement from Microsoft Ads. I'll close that one down. And now we'll run the Phone app. So I'm going to go to the debug menu, start new instance, and it's going to go to the emulator, start our app, and we'll see in just a moment our app running with the Phone ad actually being rendered here as well. And that's it. That's all we need to do for that Quick Start Challenge. I just want to give you a little bit of extra information on where you can go to find out more about the ads. This is also in that Word document that you'll get, but it really helps you get started with these ads. So the first place you want to go is adsinapps.microsoft.com. This will get you started. You'll get all the SDKs that you need Most of them will be included in the update 3 of Visual Studio 2013. You can go to Pub Center, which I'll show you in a moment, which is where you actually have a control panel to do all the monetization for your apps with ads, and then other interesting tools and tricks for adding ads into your app. So that second location, Pub Center, it's just pubcenter.microsoft.com. We're trying to make everything easy for you guys. And you'll see here, when I logged in, I can actually go to my apps and check out my funky new app. And in here, I can add different types of ad units. I just wanted to add one really quickly for you, where I can set a particular size. So I might make it a tiny one. You'll see over here on the right, we actually have a preview screen of how it'll appear on the phone. I call it something. I set its category, and the category is what types of ads I want to have served in this location. And then I hit save. Now that ad unit is available to me to use in my application. So there you have it. A very simple quick start challenge that you can do to add apps into your universal apps. Hopefully you can find out that more information on the Pub Center and apps, ads and apps.microsoft.com, and we'll see you next time.